I was sitting in a meeting at MLB Network the other day, and a tweet popped up on my phone from USA Today. The Torrance High School baseball team apparently had been disqualified from the CIF tournament for some sort of batting practice violation. Now, the CIF tournament is, those not from California, just basically a regional playoff that's divided in different sections amongst the state of California. Now, a batting practice violation was obviously the first thing that caught my eye, and I didn't realize that there were rules regarding batting practice anyway, at all. I didn't even think rules like that existed. Now, my first thought was that, I don't know, maybe the dudes were like whacking balls into the opposing team's dugout or somehow putting themselves or maybe even the other kids in harm's way. Had no clue, but without any form of judgment one way or another, I clicked on the link and began reading. Well, apparently there's a rule that does not allow teams to take batting practice before playoff games because of the potential unfair advantage if one team was not able to take it. Understandable. Now, I continue to read on about the details of the rule. A team can take swings to warm up so long as the person throwing the ball is not throwing overhand. All right, this seems petty, but whatever. And it also states that underhand toss, which is allowed, right? It must be from the side and not from directly in front of the batter. Now this is getting a little ridiculous, but whatever. Now, allegedly, somebody affiliated with the other team filmed Torrance taking flips in the cage from what was apparently considered a front angle. Now, I think something like that would be tough to prove because the ball's always going to come in at some sort of angle. But the other team, which in my opinion is not even worth mentioning by name. Nah, that's not right. Let's just call them Team BS. Because that's what this was. A bunch of BS. They proceed to get whacked. They lose the game. 4-1. The coach of Team BS then sends a video to CIF and somehow, some way, there was a ridiculous lapse in human judgment that took place. And the powers to be within the CIF disqualified Torrance. I played 11 seasons of Major League Baseball, and I can tell you that in no way is it more beneficial for a player to hit a front soft toss angle as opposed to a side soft toss angle. It doesn't freaking matter. It is an absolute crime to think that these kids were robbed of their rightful opportunity to continue to play baseball because of a dumbass technicality. Each day at the end of MLB Now, which is a show hosted on MLB Network by Brian Kenny, each person on the panel, there's usually four of us, we have about 30 seconds for what they call a now or never. It's an opportunity to get whatever you want off your chest. I used my time that day to rant about how stupid the CIF rule is and how even more ridiculous the disqualification was. Now, after the show, I received several messages through social media showing support for the kids, some people offering more details of the story. I also received a message from my cousin who lives in the area and has a friend who actually plays on the team. The friend was obviously devastated. Now, I was eventually then contacted by Josh Barnett from USA Today, wanting to know what drew me to the story and Theirs was simple. In no way do I ever want to see the ego of selfish, self-centered, self-righteous adults ever ruin another game again for a group of kids. It's disgusting. For those of you two who want to give me the rules or rules argument, you guys kiss my ass. This is a rule that has no business even being in place. And as far as the punishment meeting the crime, this is basically the equivalent of giving the death penalty to somebody who was jaywalking. The coach has accepted responsibility and he put all the blame on himself. Said all the right things, fine. Said he wishes that he could be suspended and the kids can play on. Quite honestly, I'm not overly concerned about the coach. This is about the kids and the kids only. That's it. 90%, maybe even more, of high school baseball players will never play baseball at a competitive level again. This is their big leagues. This is their opportunity to create lasting lifetime memories that they will one day share with their own children. This is how the game is passed on. To think that in some way these kids ended their baseball careers by having to forfeit a game because of a soft toss. A bleeping soft toss rule? This is stupid and it's sad. So, where do we go from here? CIF, they need to repeal the front toss rule immediately. That's dumb. And stop handing out life sentences because somebody was speeding. They need to assemble a common sense committee, please. That's able to look into future infractions and hand out logical and appropriate punishments. It's unbelievable. A warning, I think, in this situation probably would have seemed understandable. As far as the boys are concerned, I would hate for many of them to have to finish their baseball careers like this. The beauty of baseball is that it is played all over the world by all different races, creeds, cultures. Generally, totally free of any sort of biases or politics or anything. Numbers don't lie. This is a numbers game. Numbers play, right? Unfortunately, biases, politics, all of it got involved in this. I want these kids to remember and pass on the game exactly as it's supposed to be. A game. This became way more than a game. And it's an absolute joke. There is no doubt I would fight for this team, whether it was located in Torrance, California, or Topeka, Kansas, didn't matter. But sometimes in life, you got to realize that you're put in a certain situation for a reason, I guess. Ironically, my mom, my Uncle Mike, my Aunt Patty, Janie, Peggy, Aunt Sally, they all grew up in Torrance. It's where my entire mom's side of the family's from. And it hit home a little bit, just seeing Torrance. So it obviously piqued my interest. Plenty of cousins and everyone's down there. Now, I've also come to find out through this process that Torrance High School is actually where a former teammate of mine, Justin Miller, went. Justin was an awesome, awesome friend and probably one of the sweetest dudes that I've ever met in my life. We had the same agent, spent many dinners, many nights out, discussing, debating all different arenas of sports and life. I was down in the Dominican with them for, oh, geez, at least a couple winters. One of those guys that always had a smile on his face, love in his heart, and man, he liked to stand up for himself. He liked to stand up for others. We, I don't know. We had a really, really awesome relationship. Unfortunately, a couple years ago, he basically unexpectedly passed away. And like many people who knew him, I was crushed. For the kids, and the kids first, obviously, I'm going to see this thing through. But for Justin as well, because I promise you, if he were here, I wouldn't have to be taking the stand, because he would for the kids. 100%. I will exhaust all of my resources to make sure the Torrance Tartars get one more game. I'm working on it now.